it's morning, noon, or night, you've tuned into the podcast that you need in your life. I'm your host, Mo, and welcome to the Mean Girls 1821 Experience. But you know it is a podcast where we mean what we say, say what we mean, and we do it all within 3 to 5 minutes-ish. Why? You know why. We follow the Bible here to the best of our ability. So one man plants, another waters, and God does the increase. Did y'all see? Thank you, Holy Ghost. Okay, you hear that thunder? Probably didn't because I got this new microphone, y'all. I think it's canceling out the noise in the background, but it was a little thunder when I had said that. Meaning we got to let the Lord do what the Lord is going to do, right? Let him increase. You over here want to be all things. Relax, babe. Relax. Nevertheless, you know the deal, you know the drill. Let's honor ourselves. Adulting is a complete ghetto. The worst hood. But we're honored to be here. Why? Because we could be in the ground. Thank you, Jesus. We're not. Okay? So if you are alive and have another opportunity to breathe, that's a privilege and we honor God for it. Now, the purpose of this podcast is truth. So each and every Friday via my YouTube channel and or using your podcast app, I'm going to encourage you to do 3 things. Number one, show up fully because those that mind don't matter and those that matter don't mind. Y'all, can I tell you? Worrying about those that don't matter really is a waste of time because they don't like you anyway. So you might as well show out. So show up fully. Next, see it throw off my flow. Integrity and reflection, right? So yeah, that's the premise of this podcast. See what happens when I go on a tirade and kind of throw me off, but we still here. We're at episode 94. Wild. I said 94 last time because I got excited, but this one actually is 94. Y'all, 6 more episodes to 100. Crazy. Really going to spend some time seeking the Lord about what's next, how do I maneuver this, and how I get my merch out. Y'all, merch is expensive. I'm not going to tell you what the merch is yet because it's very unique. My goal is to be salt in the earth, light of the world, right? And so pray for me if you had advice, if you know sponsors, if you know investors, email your girl. On top of that, if living this Mean Girls 1821 life is tricky for you, please head over to www.meangirls1821.com and shop. Check out our resources because resources help us sustain what we've learned, right? Amen. Without further ado, let's begin today's 94th episode. As the spirit is flowing and this is a very important topic for the culture, today's episode will overflow. Amen. Kiki Palmer and that situation with her boyfriend has been all over the news. If you're not privy to what I'm talking about, let me briefly catch you up. So boom, she's at the Usher concert with her girlfriends. She's got on a pretty sexy dress. Her butt is out. Her boyfriend goes on Twitter and is like, it's the outfit for me though. You're a mom. And then he doubles down and talks about how he's a traditional man with values and how he wants to cover his wife and all of this stuff. And he's a traditional man. And so everybody is doing think pieces about this. But as a believer, I echo the sentiments of Bishop T.D. Jakes, who said it is imperative that the right voices are in front of these conversations, because if not, you leave them to the wrong ones. And even as Christians, we have to remember that although we're not of this world, we're still in it. And let's be real, relationships, even for Christians, can be tricky. So my question is, what can we learn from Kiki? Number one, worldly standards will not give you godly results. Worldly standards, worldly ways, worldly interactions will not give you godly results, because we wasn't thinking about tradition when we was having sex. Uh-oh. I know we don't like this gospel. We don't like that gospel. Oh, okay. Because she's not your what? Wife. That's a traditional value. In fact, let's go to scripture. It says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in the view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world. Because y'all out here pattering, pitter-pattering with the nations. We don't like that gospel. I know Preston. See, even my dog agrees. We don't like that gospel. But be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. May I suggest one of the reasons why we cannot experience the perfect will of God is that we're probably too caught up in the pattern of this world. I get it. It worked for everybody else. They slept with the nations and got a wife. They was reckless and got, but you have no idea the turmoil that came with that. I'm not saying everyone, it's just something to consider. Consider. Because just because it works out doesn't necessarily mean it's in the will of God. And I think that's where we get so caught up. It worked for them, so it doesn't make them the blueprint. Y'all, just because people be getting away with sin, please don't make it the blueprint. It's still not the will of God. Godly expectations, excuse me, worldly expectations will not get you godly results. And you find yourself in limbo with situations like this about respectability politics and this and that. Next, God's grace is not a green light to do whatever you want to do. God's grace is not a green light to do whatever you want to do. That segues into what I previously said. Just because God's grace has worked for somebody else, you have no idea what warfare they've had to deal with, because disobedience does have a price. God's grace is always available, but he will give you over to your desires if you're not careful. He'll give you over to it. Scripture tells us in Romans 6:1, what shall we say then? Just because grace abounds, shall we continue to sin? Of course not. This is my favorite part. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Flirted with it any longer. And the problem is, we want to flirt with godly things, but not live godly. Next. And don't jump me for this. I get it. Darius' response was valid. Darius had a valid response. You know why? Because the response we expected is one that you get from a husband. And Darius is a boyfriend. Let me go to the word. It says in Ephesians 5:28, in this way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. Think about it. When was the last time you wanted to be shamed publicly? I'll wait. I'm not married, but what I do know is that when conflict comes, my prayer is that the person who was called to cover me is not trying to get validation from people outside of this marriage. We don't want this gospel. We don't want it, but I'll move. Proverbs 15:1. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but harsh words stir up anger. Humiliation has never gotten anyone anywhere. And I've had to learn that as an educator. I am a firm believer of reaping and sowing. You keep playing with it, you're going to get played with it. But at some point in time, you got to pull to the side. Because let me tell you something, the internet is not your friend. They don't want you to win. Why? They're not invested in it. It's not the relationship. So what exactly are we going to gain there? And it makes me think, real quick, side street, come on, travel with me, about how many of us are in relationships for selfish reasons, romantic and platonic. Because here's my thing. If you love me, why is the response so aggressive? The reason why I think that is because if somebody who loves me hurts me, my first thought should not be it's intentional. If that's the case, I don't need to be in relationship with that person. That's friends too. That's community too. That's siblings too. Like, why is my response so aggressive with somebody who has shown a pattern of trust? You've shown and the time that you misstep, my response is one as if I don't actually love you. Is it because we're in relationship for selfish reasons? Like the only way to walk with you is if I get it right every time? Do I get the benefit of the doubt? Do I get a conversation? Do I get a text? Do I? Nothing. But we got to go to the nations, because the nations is what validates us. Got it. Because you did it publicly. And so I'm going to take it personally because it's tit for tat. Many of us are in that. Tit for tat. You did it this way, so I got to do it that way. When I tell you God handles people, go check out a few other episodes. You ain't got to respond the same way just because you felt like you were disrespected a certain way. God has a way of taking care of people and things, and God will honor your appropriate response. I'm back, main road. And the last scripture, above all, love each other deeply because love covers over a multitude of sins. But again, these things aren't the responsibility of Darius because he ain't nobody's husband. So we technically can't be mad at Darius and his response because that's how boyfriends respond. Hopefully this made sense. I hope that we're as believers taking the time to make sure there are clear boundaries in our relationships, because if not, you will find yourself in situations like this and wondering how you got there. Because there should be distinguishable lifestyle patterns, ways for the believers in every area of our life, because we want God's perfect will for our life. Love you, mean it. Take care. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Mean Girls 1821 podcast with me, your host, Mo. Tune in each and every Friday for a fresh episode exclusively found on my YouTube channel or using the podcast app. And always remember, words have power. So whenever you speak, mean what you say and say what you mean. Take care. For tools and more resources on how to live the Mean Girls 1821 life, please visit www.meangirls1821.com.